Next dictation by Dr. Sharon Hermes, MD, is patient Shimon Peretz, S-H-I-M-O-N, last name P-E-R-E-T-Z. This is a treadmill exercise stress test, CardioCare Associates letterhead file, EST space Peretz space S. Treadmill exercise stress test date of examination 7-8-22. Referring physician Nancy Lentine, D-O, L-E-N-T-I-N-E, D-O. Performing physician Sharon Hermes, MD, new paragraph, clinical indication, 61-year-old male with history of hypertension. Status post-infection with COVID-19. New paragraph. ECG stress interpretation. New paragraph. Baseline ECG. Normal sinus rhythm. Common consider IWMI of indeterminate age. New paragraph. Baseline blood pressure 150 over 92. Parentheses. On no medication. Close parentheses. Baseline heart rate 67 beats per minute. New paragraph. The patient underwent treadmill exercise stress test utilizing a Bruce protocol. Patient exercised for 11 minutes, 2 minutes into stage 2 minutes into stage 4 of a Bruce protocol to peak heart rate of 158, parentheses, 99% maximum predicted heart rate, close parentheses, period. At peak stress, the patient had a blood pressure of 182 over 90 with a peak heart rate blood pressure product of 28756, period. Upon cessation of exercise, the patient underwent a 1 minute cool down period at a speed of 1.2 miles per hour and a grade of 0%, new paragraph. The patient did not experience any chest discomfort or significant shortness of or significant dyspnea during stress of the recovery period. Stress was terminated due to fatigue. The patient exhibited very good exercise tolerance with a functional capacity in the range of 12 mets. The patient had baseline hypertension with a hypertensive blood pressure response to stress with persistence of hypertension into early recovery. Correction. The patient had baseline hypertension with a hypertensive blood pressure response to stress, but with a plateau in blood pressure starting at the second stage of stress. There was persistence of hypertension into early recovery. The patient had a normal heart rate response to exercise. The patient had a final blood pressure of 136 over 90. A heart rate of 92 at the end of the recovery period. Change that sentence, there was persistence of hypertension into early recovery to, there was persistence of significant hypertension throughout recovery with significant hypertension in early recovery. Then the patient had a normal heart rate response to exercise. The patient had a final blood pressure 136 over 90, heart rate of 92 at the end of the recovery period. There were isolated VPCs in stage 2 of stress. Possibly related to a mask which was removed at that, which was then removed. There were no other corrections. There were isolated VPCs in stage 2 of stress and one late in recovery. There were no other significant arrhythmias noted during stress of the recovery period. At peak stress, during stress, and during the recovery period, there were no diagnostic ECG changes of ischemia. New paragraph. Conclusions. 1. Normal ECG portion treadmill exercise stress test to 99% maximum predicted heart rate without diagnostic ECG changes of ischemia. 2. The patient did not experience any chest discomfort or significant dyspnea during stress of the recovery period. 3. The patient exhibited very good exercise tolerance with a functional capacity in the range of 12 mets, but with functional capacity decreased compared to his prior stress test. 4. The patient had baseline hypertension with a hypertensive response to stress with a plateau after stage 2 of stress, but with significant hypertension lasting through early recovery and residual hypertension to the end of the recovery period. The patient had a normal heart rate response to exercise. 5. There were isolated VPCs in the second stage of stress and one late in recovery. There were no other significant arrhythmias noted during stress of the recovery period. Thank you for the kind referral of this patient. Sincerely, Sharon Ormeza, MD. Before I end, no, I think that's good. Okay. Thank you to the transcriptionist and dictation.